our name. What? All the earth will shout your name. How does the what part next part go? Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. What are we going to sing? Great are you, Lord. Is our God great?
Yes.
Is our God great this morning? Come on, is our God great? Come on, our God is great this morning. Let's give him the praise. Let's give him the glory. Let's give him the honor because we serve a great God. Hey, we shout. Can you guys shout? Anybody shout in church? Hey, 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 Jacob. Welcome back, Jacob. We're shouting in church, Jacob. This is crazy. What kind of people are we? Hey. Good morning. Good morning. It is so good to see your beautiful face this morning. Faces. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to church. Last week we shared on what? What did we talk about last week? Believing. Do you believe? Oh, come on, Doris. Amen. We believe. No, Jesus said in John 16, verse 31, this is where I want to start off this morning because we've been talking about believing. But it came a time where Jesus was talking to his disciples and he was ministering to them. So we're Jesus' disciples, amen? We're disciples of God. We're disciples. And Jesus answered to them and says, do you now believe? Because the disciples said, hey, we believe what you're saying. And Jesus said in verse 32, he said, indeed the hour is coming, yes, has now come, that you will be scattered each to his own. And will leave me alone, and yet I'm not alone because the Father is with me. And these things I have spoken to you that in me, in who? In Jesus. Come on now, listen. He's given us the word. In me you may have peace, because in the world you will have trouble, tribulations. But be of good cheer. Say, good cheer. I have overcome the world. Are we on the winning team? Are we on the winning team? We are on the winning team. And who can be a part of this team? Dave's on the team. I want to be on the team. So like, what, you ever play this game where you get to pick teams? Who's going to be on my team? You want to be on the team with the best athlete, right? The strongest guy. And he comes up and he stands up. Well, who wants to be on my team? Ooh, I do, right? Pick me, yeah, pick me. I want to be on that team. Me. I want to be on the big guy's team. Jesus is the big guy. Our God's a big guy. He's great. Amen? And we can be on his team. I want to be on his team. So Jesus said up from the beginning, he didn't promise us that there wouldn't be any difficult times. There's going to be difficult times. He said that in this world there's going to be troubles. Yeah, guaranteed. So when troubles come, we go, oh, no, something's wrong. No, nothing's wrong. Shh, settle down. He said, you're going to have troubles, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen. He encouraged us to what? Be on his team. He encouraged us to be on his side, the winning side, because he had overcome the world. So you got the biggest guy, the strongest guy, the one with the power to overcome. He's on our side. He's on our team, and he's calling for us to come and join his team. Amen. Remember, we can all win. All of us can win. So what does a winner look like? Do you know what a winner looks like? What do winners look like? There's a winner! Is that a winner? No, that's not a winner. She looks sad. How about this? No, they're losing. Look at this. Poor Eli Manning. Everybody know this is Eli Manning? He's losing. 16-17. There's a minute 53 left. This is not a good picture. It's not a flattering picture, is it? Look at him. He's sad. I don't even know if he's conscious right now. Looks like he got hit in the head. Poor guy. He's not a winner, guys. He's sad. You guys are winners, okay? The clock is ticking and the time's running out. And he's on the wrong side. What about this guy? Oh, no. Not Tony Romo. What happened? The Cowboys lost last week. Oh, it's so sad. Did the Cowboys lose last week? Poor Cowboys. They didn't win, did they? Okay. I'm just seeing if you guys are paying attention. Well, that's good. Yeah. But I don't think he won that game because he doesn't look like a winner. What about this guy? I don't know. He's thinking about it. He's like, man, am I a winner or not? I don't know. I don't think he was part of the winning team that day. But we are part of the winning team. We don't lose. We're actually guaranteed to win. Thank you. Just kind of get everybody's attention. We get on a football run. Troubles produce something in our lives. When we go through troubles, it produces something. And I want to get on this because I believe we've all gone through or maybe going through a little bit of trouble, a little bit of tough time. Right? But Jesus said to be of good cheer. And sometimes that's hard for us to win ourselves over and say, well, can I be in good cheer? But go to Romans 5. This is going to be our flagship scripture. Was anybody gone? Anybody have trouble? Anytime? A little bit of trouble? Jacob had a little bit of trouble? Go through. Thank you, Juan. There we go. Happens sometimes, brother. You know, every time I pick up Juan, you know what Juan said? This is a beautiful day, brother. This is a wonderful day. And that's a great attitude to have. The Bible says, today is the day that the Lord has made, and we should be sad. No, be glad and rejoice in it. Amen? Because he made this day. So in Romans 5, it says, therefore, having been justified with faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into his grace, in which we stand. Yep. And rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in what? Tribulations, hard times, really. Knowing that in tribulation produces perseverance. And in perseverance, character, and character, hope. Now, hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. So, the word here that I want to focus on is to produce. It causes something to happen or to exist. So therefore, when tribulations comes, they produce, something comes, perseverance comes up into us. And then character comes to us, and then it produces hope. Okay? And this makes sense. This makes a lot of sense. Why does it make sense? Because what happens, number one, trouble. When trouble comes, what do we do when trouble comes? What do we do? What do we do when trouble comes? Come on. What? We fight. We pray. Do we always do that? Come on. What would the world do when troubles come? Huh? Drink, drugs, right? Things like that. But when trouble comes, there is a defining moment in our life where we make a choice. And the thing is, we have a choice. Say, I have a choice. There's a defining moment in my life where we make a choice. And these choices reflect what I truly believe. What do you really believe? We talked about last week. What do we really believe? And trouble times come, and then we get an opportunity to find out what I really believe. You understand? When things gets tough in life, I make a choice. I choose to whether try to work something out on my own. I choose whether or not I'm going to seek the Lord. I choose whether I'm going to pray. I choose whether I'm going to go to a bar. I choose whether I'm going to go talk with my friends or just do something different and try to get my mind off of that. I get to make that choice. But that choice is a reflection of what I truly believe. So you get to find out. Say, I get to find out what I believe. You get to find out when troubles come. You're just not falling through life. God gives us choices. Amen? He gives us choices. And he set us up for victory by providing us a winning team that we can join. But we still have a choice to make. You can be on that winning team. So it's these defining moments in our life. So we believe God is real. We will listen, right? I believe God is real. So I need to listen. I need to hear him. I need to seek and I need to find. And there are stories in the Bible where it was by faith people stood. Amen? Abraham was 100 years old. See, God gave Abraham a promise. We know what Abraham's promise was. Abraham was promised that he would be the father of many nations. He's going to have lots of kids. Right? And I'm 36 years old. I have 6 kids. You know when Abraham was 36, how many kids did he have? 0. When he was 7, how many kids did he have? Or 70, how many kids? 0. When he was 90, how many kids? When he was 100 years old. How many years 100 years old? You think about the time 100 years old comes, you're going to stop? Maybe, no. How old was Sarah? 90 years old. You know, 40 years old, you know, I'm old enough, I can't have kids. Nope. Come on now, Brian. Keep going. Right? Who? But he believed that God was able to do what he promised. And it was accounted for him as righteous. When things did not look good, what did he believe? He believed what God said. It didn't look good, but he believed what God said. And not only did he believe what God said, but he believed that God was able to do, to perform what he said. So it wasn't on my shoulders. So though I'm 100 years old, though she was 90 years old, and physically there's no chance, because he said it, her basically was dead. Her ability to have babies was dead. It was gone. God was able, he knew God was still able to do what he promised. And he believed. Now that's faith. Amen? So do you believe this morning? It produces what? Perseverance, right? When something goes on in our lives, we need to find out for ourselves what we believe, right? And we need to know that we can persevere. We can overcome, right? It builds patience in us. The Bible says that we should be still and know he's God. When troubles come, are we still or are we running around, man? My heart starts pumping when troubles come. You know, what am I going to do, right? Something bad's happened right now, Lord. What am I going to do? Money's growing tight right now, Lord Jesus. What am I going to do? The Bible says to be still and know that he is God. Who is God? I'm God. No, I'm not God. Who is God? He is God. Be still and know that he is God, right? The Bible says that those that wait on the Lord shall renew their... Do you ever feel weak in a troubled time? Do you ever feel like you just don't have the strength to get through? Says, I can't do this. Come on. Bible says that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. This is a wonderful song. The scripture is Isaiah 40. And you don't have to turn there. You can just write it down. But it says that God gives power to the weak and those who have no might. Now, Abraham had nothing. Do you ever feel like you're weak? Abraham had nothing. And he gives to those who have no might, he gives them strength. And even the youth shall faint and be weary. And the young men shall utterly fail. But those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. I want to tell you, as a 18-year-old young man in life, I began to faint. The pressures of this world, the ability to provide, the thoughts of just, what am I going to do with my life, became too much for me. You know, I started my business that God gave me this opportunity, but I began to stress out. I was a young man. I had a lot of strength, and I was working, and I was busy. I was traveling. I was doing all these things, but I could feel faint coming in on me because I began to think about the realities of life. I began to think about how in the world am I going to make this work, and I began to lose, and I had to turn to the Lord. I said, God, I don't like this. I feel weak. This is too much. I was a young man, 18 years old. You think our young men and women need the Lord? Come on. All the pressures of this world, man, get on you. All the pressures and the things just try to bring us down. And I said, man, God. See, now I'm testifying to you, okay? If you're an 18-year-old, if you're a young man and woman in this house and you get tired and you're feeling fainty, right, and the pressures of whatever situation is coming upon you, I want to tell you something. That God overcame through Christ Jesus. He did. Amen? It's the realities. It's the realities of life. And the fact that you're facing a tough time isn't poor you, poor me. It's not. It's an opportunity for God to show how real he is, what he can do, how he is the overcomer in my life, and that he is God. And you're not. So you don't have to worry about all this stuff. You can trust in him. Amen? But we need to know that. We need to find out. I need that strengthening in my heart. Amen? I need God to move in my life. So we get patience. How many here have patience? Ooh. Come on. Patience. We need to hold fast in what we believe. Amen? We really need to, run this course. We cannot stop. We need to hold fast to see it to the end, because when we get through patience, when we get through perseverance, then we come into the part of character. We talk about our character. When we stand, guess what? Our attitudes begin to change. Because when we stand, we find out that when we begin to react the same way we used to react, right? Let's put it this way. You play for a team that doesn't win very much, Let's say the Cowboys. They're still listening. Okay. They're still listening. Let's say it's Tampa Bay, right? Or some team that never wins. Just a horrible team, right? Oh. Can we get an usher back here? The Mexican in the back. Tampa Bay, some team, right? But now you get traded to a team that wins all the time, right? You get traded to a team that wins all the time. Maybe like the Patriots. Not, you know, ooh, Patriots. But they always win, right? So now I'm the Patriot team. Am I going to take all that stuff that I learned on the losing team and bring it onto the winning team and say, this is the way it works? Am I going to go tell the head coach of the Patriots all these great plays and try to use those plays on a winning team? Let me tell you something. You're on a different team now. You're on a different team. And don't bring all our losing ways onto the new team. That's what Paul goes on to say in Romans 5. He says, why are we living or trying to live by a different standard, by the way we used to do things, when we got a whole new set of things on the new team that we can live by? And we get an opportunity when trouble comes to exercise those things in what? In faith, in prayer, in obedience, right? And what happens in this time is what really happens is we begin to win our soul, my own soul, my mind, will, and emotions. I get to win my own soul over to the fact that God is God and I am not. And I'm a part of a winning team now. I'm a part of a whole new team. Guess who the head coach is? Jesus, man. He's the head coach. It is almost totally unfair to think that if I knew your game book, I know your game plan, right? I know your ability. I know everything that you're going to do before you even do it. See, the Bible says what the devil's going to do and what he's going to try to do you before he even does it. He's given you his strategy. He's given you his plan. Okay, so you know that already. So that gives you a great advantage. But not only that am I going to do that. I'm going to bring you on my team. And when you come on my team, I have the game-winning plan. I know exactly what you need to do. But not only that, I am going to empower you, okay? You think steroids gives you strength. What? Wait, just hold on a second here. You think steroids is a big deal and it gives a guy an unfair advantage? You know, he gets another 50 pounds of muscle, starts pushing a guy around. I'm going to give you something even greater than steroids in the Spirit. I'm going to give you my power in the Holy Spirit. That's why it says in the end, and in Romans, and when we were reading that scripture, he says that the love of God has been poured out into our hearts by what? By my strength? No, it says in verse 5, by the Holy Spirit. Is going to come and empower me and give me strength. So not only do I know the plan of the enemy, not only do I have God's plan, but I have the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. This just seems totally unfair, right? Think of the biggest guy that you can think of and think of the littlest guy that you can think of. What? Yeah, and you're going to stand against him. But I have all this, not only do I know what he's going to do, I have all the strength and he's on my side. It's me. It's greater is he that is in me than he is in the world. That's Christ. That's the good news. That's the gospel. Amen? Yes. That's the gospel. Yes. And Paul cries out in Colossians, 1 Corinthians, he talks about, he says, listen, you guys. He said, moreover, brethren, in 1 Corinthians 15:1, he says, moreover, brother, I declare to you the gospel. This is the Bible. And that's my pen. This is the Bible. This is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Do you believe? Amen? Paul was preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, and this is what he said in Corinthians. He said, I preach this to you, which you received and which you stand. I received this, and how do I stand? With the gospel. Amen? In which we stand, by which we are what? Also saved. And if you hold fast, if you hold fast to the word which I preach you, unless you believe in vain. He says, listen, hold fast, stand firm. We got to put this stuff into practice. We got to believe it in our heart and we got to exercise it. You hold fast. Unless we believe in vain, then it has no effect. But when we believe and we stand, like he said in the word, it gives us power. It gives us strength. Come on. It brings us to the third part, which it changes our character, which is our attitude, and it brings us to the place which is called hope. And people need hope. I need hope. Amen? And this was what was being produced after what? Everything was just great. I have great hope, you know, all the time. No, it is a product of what? Persevering, right? Character, and then hope. But you got to get through it. You got to get through it. And then guess what I get to do? I get to testify of how God brought me through it, and it brings hope. Amen? And we need hope in this world. We need hope in this world. It is something that raises up inside of me that says, you know what? God did it there, and he's going to do it again. It's that thing that we look up, and we start singing, and we can start shouting, great is our Lord. Yes. Right? Yes. Great is our Lord. You say, Tom, I'm 50 years old. My finances are da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Come on, think of what your situation is. Abraham was 100 years old. He was 100 years old. Sarah was 90 years old, and they had kids, and they became the father and mother of many nations. You can't even count how many kids. You couldn't count them. Seas is, how many, can you count the sand in the sea, the stars in the sky? Has anybody counted up? No, that's how many that came. Why? Because God said so. So I think it's pretty important to know what God is saying right now about our lives. Amen? Hope. Come on. Virtue. Our character, right? It changes. It transfers to hope. A lack of hope means maybe we haven't been standing, right? Maybe we didn't believe. Maybe we negotiated some things. You know, I believe God up to a point. And then when things get so tough, I got to go to plan B or C or D. Or I got to do something different, right? Or I got to rationalize the situation. We don't have to do that. Do we have to do that with God? Do we make it through the process when we do that with God? No, we don't. We don't get through the whole process, and we don't get the reward of walking through with God. We miss it. We miss the chance to have hope. We really do. He wants to change our character. What's our character? Our attitudes, right? Do you have a good attitude? Do you have a good attitude? Well, where does a good attitude come from? If it's not in you, where do we get a good attitude? Right? It comes through a process. When things get tough, what is my attitude? And do I really believe this stuff that God is saying that can happen in my life? Or is my attitude, well, it happened 20 years ago, it's going to happen again. Come on, we do that to ourselves. It's been 5 years of this, and it's been 5 years of that. You're never going to have any hope in your life because you're still on the character phase. And then guess what? You're going to go back, and you're going to have to hit it again. And then another trouble time's going to come. Oh, that happened there again. It's a constant thing. And then what are we lacking? We're lacking hope because we stopped there. We didn't allow things to change. Our confession. You know what? You don't always believe your confession, but you know God said it, and somewhere inside, that's got to be enough for me. Somewhere inside, it's got to hit a nerve to say, if God said it, that's all that matters. It doesn't matter what happened in the past. It doesn't matter the way I was treated in the past. It doesn't matter all the things I went through. God said something about me, and it doesn't matter what the past said. What does God say? What if you worked? Let's talk about your old coach. Let's talk about your old coach. Your old coach was on a losing team. Maybe he yelled at you. Maybe he said you were an idiot, right? You were slow. You're fat. You're not going to be anybody. Maybe you're a water boy, right? You're water boy. Now, I'm making fun of the movie guy, okay? Everybody see the water boy? Right? He told him, everybody on that team told him what? That he was no good, right? Then he joined another team. Right? And they saw the potential in him, and they didn't mess around. This guy became a great player, right? Let me tell you about the team that you're playing, your head coach. This is what he says about you. He says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. What can you do? All things. This is your new this is a new team. It says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Amen. This is the new coach. So what can I do? All things. What team do you want to be a part of, right? The world can be very mean. At times we used to live a life that we lived without God. And we talked about before, we drag the old patterns in, our old attitudes, our old confessions, right? and we quench, right? But we got to turn everything over to the God's new game plan, and we got to be able to confess and speak those things that aren't as if they were. And that's what it says in the Bible. It says you can do it. I want to be a part of a team that says you can do it. You can do it. Why not? Well, I'm not strong enough. Yeah, but where does our strength come from? Where does your strength come from? God. This is the realities of it. I mean, it is. Good morning. Right? It's the reality. This is reality. Because troubled times are coming. Everybody here right now is going to go through troubled time, if not that you are in a troubled time. So what the Bible says, be of great cheer. So you're going to go through some trouble. Let me see smiling faces. Are you smiling this morning? Let's see some smiling faces. We might have some trouble in this world, but great, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And we get to find out what that means. How that affects my life. How it affects the people around me. How it affects my kids, right? Amen? When we stand, and we get past the character phase, and when God's word is enough, and then God said it, and though I do not see the things that I like to see, if I stand, right, and that changes my attitude begins to change, then we get into the phase where we allow God to finish what he started. We allow God to finish what he started. He who has begun a work in you, right, will be faithful to complete it. God's going to complete the work, but we have to trust him. Come on, we have to trust him. And we identify, watch our confession, watch the things we say, watch the things that we go, what our attitudes, they are revealing. It's our soul. It just reveals to us and say, hey, you know what? God said it. That's enough for me. I'm going to believe. We don't want to miss out on hope. Amen? There's nothing worse than not having hope. And if we don't see things through, we're not going to get to the place of hope. We're not going to see the place where God comes and he just totally saturates us. As it says in Romans 5, he says, he totally surrounds us with his love. His spirit is being poured out into us. That we get to have that encounter with God. It's a heart issue. You know, life is with lots of heart issues. Things go wrong and things happen in my life, and it's a heart issue. Heart issues come up, and I know Pastor Jake preached weeks ago. But when I find out and when we talk about something inside needs to change. And God wants to win us over by carrying us through tough times and saying, I am bigger than that situation. Hold on. My help is on the way. Hold fast. Come on. You're on the winning team, and I'm going to show you. But you got to stay on my team. Come on. You don't want anybody on your team that's a negative person. You don't want anybody on the team that doesn't listen to the coach. You don't want anybody else on your team that's not going to follow and listen to the, like we have the Holy Spirit. Because it booby traps the issue. It derails everything. But when we hold fast and we believe God at his word and the Holy Spirit moves and we got the power, right? Who's got the power? We got the power because Jesus is in us, right? Who's got the power? We got the power. Right? Man, we do. We got the A team here. We really do. And it's just because God is our God. And we are on his team. There's nothing that we can't do. He says it. When my wants become his wants, there's nothing that we don't get what we don't want. God provides. He always has. Has God provided for you? Do we have those here in the house that have overcome? We do. It's in this house. Amen. So here's my prayer for us this morning. Let's stand as we pray. Paul prayed a prayer for the people, and he wanted them to get a hold of something in Ephesians 1:17. And this is important, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory. Come on, let's lift our hands this morning. I pray, Lord Jesus, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and the revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of the inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the high right hand in heavenly places, above all principalities and powers, might, dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but that is to which has come. He is the champion. He is the champion. God, you are the champion. And through Christ Jesus, we get to part of your team. We get to be champions. Hallelujah, Father God, this morning as we turn to you, Lord Jesus, we are victorious. We are a victorious people. Hallelujah, Father God. And I pray for each and every one of us as I was speaking that the word of God will become to reality in our hearts. As we make the stand, Lord Jesus, in our hearts burn for you, Father God, that as we step out and we begin to confess the good things, and as we step out, Lord, you come with your power and your strength, and you strengthen us, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, God. You heal the hearts. You heal the wounds, Lord Jesus. You bring us through and you bring us to the place of hope that will never disappoint, because the love of God is poured out in our hearts. And that's all we need, is we need you, Lord Jesus. So whatever situation right now, I pray right now, we just give it to God right now. Father God, minister. We give it all to you, Father God, this morning. We are victorious people, Lord. We are on your team. If we have spoken against the team, God, we repent, Lord, for our attitudes, our things that we say, Lord, that would hinder the process of us reaching to the place of hope. Do your work, Lord Jesus. God, we thank you. We praise you. We give you the glory, God. Man, all the earth, we're going to shout your name. We are going to shout your name. Great is the Lord. Great is the Lord, God Almighty. Great are you, Lord, not me. Not my ability, Lord God. Great are you. Great is the Lord God Almighty. Great are you, God. You are so awesome, Lord. You do it. You did it. You made the way. You made the way so I could be winner. You made the way so I don't have to stay here any longer. You made the way that I could be a part of the winning team and never look back. You made the way. You are my hope. You are my strength. And I choose you now. Come on. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Ha! Yes. Thank you, God. Amen and amen. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. If you want prayer this morning, we're going to stay in prayer. Man. Thank you, Jesus. We have the furnaces